You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
I am retiring today, and I want everyone to know how much I appreciate the support, the incredible, undiminished support I've received across the years from my supporters, not only in my district, but across the country as well.
That was embattled Michigan Congressman John Conyers making the quote, "I am retiring today." That was earlier today in an interview on Praise 102.7 FM. Sherry Gay Donogo is with us now. She's the state representative for District 8, and she organized a rally in Detroit yesterday in support of the congressman. Representative, what are your thoughts on Congressman Conyers' decision to resign today?
You know, first of all, I'm happy to hear that the congressman sounds strong. He sounds like he is getting better daily. But more than that, I'm happy to know that he is happy about the love and outpouring of love that he received. And that's what was important with the rally that we worked on yesterday, was ensuring that he knows that the people of the 13th Congressional District respects and appreciate his commitment, not only to the 13th Congressional District, but to our nation.
What do you make, Representative, of the allegations from now three women that the congressman touched them inappropriately and asked for sexual favors?
This is something as a woman that I take seriously any time that someone is put into a situation where they are harassed. I mean, these are serious allegations, and I think it's important that they be vetted properly. And that's why I was calling for due process, for the congressman to have an opportunity to speak to those allegations and for the people of his district to allow him to leave office with a clean legacy. I had an opportunity, though, to work alongside the congressman during a period of time when two of these claimants worked there. I know them personally. I'm perplexed with the allegations, not to say that it couldn't have happened, but I'm perplexed by some of the things that I witnessed firsthand. Two of them are cousins. You know, one of the claimants bringing the cousin on board, bringing her daughter on board. I don't want this to be a situation where I'm not sensitive to claims made, but I still question. I have a lot of questions, and I was hopeful that we could have had an opportunity to hear testimony and dig a little bit deeper into these claims.
You have been critical of his Democratic colleagues calling for him to resign. What should his fellow Democrats have done in your view?
Leaders do what leaders do. They reach out and talk to constituencies and have a dialogue about what this means and how for them to have considered what the impact would have been to the delegation or the constituents, I should say, of the 13th district. And I think that it was disrespectful, and I think it's a double standard. These are the same people that come to our churches, come to our communities, primarily during election time to get the support of the African-American community. But when something like this happened, they didn't even consider the impact that it could have. And they just circumvented due process or pushed for an action that would circumvent due process. And that's concerning for me. It's not just about me having adoration and respect for the congressman, but it's about our country, our nation. It's founded upon principles of our justice and a judicial system, democracy. A person is innocent until proven guilty. What they showed me, absent vetting these things out, absent the protocols that have been put in place by the Ethics Committee in Washington, that they were willing to ride with political pressure and really abandon the African-American community. Did not ask for Al Franken's resignation.
Representative, if you could pick two or three adjectives to describe John Conyers, what would they be?
Brilliant, humble, committed.
State Representative Sherry Gay Donogo, thank you for your time.
Thank you.